Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's Connor Clement here. Another edition of the Connor Clement podcast. First of all, I know it's been a while since I recorded the podcast, so if you're one of the very few subscribers or avid listeners to the first couple episodes I put out, I apologize that it's kind of taken me a little bit to get back on track here. Life just kind of comes at you, and you got to deal with some things, but you know, I was busy doing a little traveling. My cousin got married. Busy with work. Been working a lot of weekends with Harvard and ESPN. So it's good to have some time here to kind of give my thoughts on a couple big games tonight here in Boston. Well, really one game in Boston, but the Bruins are out in Columbus. Game six of that Eastern Conference semifinal series. The Celtics are obviously taking on the Bucks tonight at the Garden. That's probably the one more people are going to be interested in, given the fact that they're down 2-1. And they're really in a must-win game against the Bucks tonight at home. The Bruins, not so much. Definitely would be great to win out in Columbus, but also wouldn't be terribly upset if they came back to the Garden and played a Game 7 again, like they did against the Leafs in the first round. But we'll see what happens. And then Third and last is the Red Sox are in Baltimore tonight taking on the Orioles. They've been hot, winning five of the last six. They're back to one game under 500, so they're certainly making strides in the right direction. But yeah, I figured it'd be a good time to kind of come on and talk for, you know, close to a half hour and give my two cents on all the action that's going on and some of the action that's been going on. Good to have you guys on. If you're listening, appreciate it. Appreciate the support. Hope everyone's doing well. Let's start with the important games tonight. And I guess we'll start with the Celtics. The Celtics are down 2-1 against the Milwaukee Bucks. They dropped game three at home the other night at the Garden. The first game at the Garden against this Bucks team. It really was kind of a weird game. The Celtics really came out. They looked okay to start the game. They extended to a 12-point lead in the second quarter, and the Bucks kind of closed the gap. And I think the Celtics were up by 1 point at halftime. And then the same thing happened in this game that happened in game two in that third quarter. Milwaukee just went on a huge run, and the Celtics just couldn't make anything. They were struggling from all over the floor. And it led to a huge deficit in the score and kind of dug themselves a deep hole that they couldn't climb out of. And they found themselves down big late in the fourth quarter. And I think they got it down to like 7 points with, you know, under 2 minutes left. But at that point, it's like, you know, the Bucks were in the penalty. You know, the Celtics missed a couple shots, and really it was really false hope. It's almost worse that they kind of made a little bit of a comeback as fans were, you know, standing up at that point and, you know, thought the Celtics might be able to do it. But really, the way they played in the second half, especially in the third quarter, they had no business winning that game. Just turnover after turnover. They had over 15 turnovers in the game. They couldn't make any shots. I mean, Kyrie Irving started out hot, and he finished with like 29 points, but the guy was like cold in the third quarter. He couldn't hit a bucket. And if Kyrie Irving's struggling to score, they're going to look for other options. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Terry Rozier off the bench. Terry Rozier had a rough night. So did the other two guys there, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. So it was really an all-around kind of horrible evening for the Celtics on Friday night against the Bucks. So we'll see. We'll see what happens tonight. Definitely think the Celtics will win this game. I just don't see them dropping two in a row at home. I think they're going to come out and play as good as they have all series against this Bucks team. And let's face it, I mean, the Bucks are a good team. They led the league this year with the most wins. They were the number one overall seed in the East. You know, they probably have the MVP in Giannis Antetokounmpo, but I really think the Celtics have more talent than the Bucks, and I think we're still seeing a little bit of struggle from the Celtics trying to figure out what to do with all this talent. You didn't really see it much in that first round against the Pacers, but see it kind of in the first couple games of this series. Outside of that first game, actually, the Celtics did play all around good basketball against the Bucks in Milwaukee in game one and led to the win. And a lot of people after that game were like, okay, this Celtics team has figured it out. They've really put the pieces together. You know, if they play like that, it's going to be tough for Milwaukee to beat them, even with Giannis going off for 30-plus. I think the Celtics just have too much talent, but you haven't seen it since game one. It's been the Kyrie Irving mishap game, game two. Horrible effort from the field from him. He rebounded a little bit in game three, but like I said, he went cold in the second and third quarter. And that was part of the reason Milwaukee, you know, went on a big run in the third quarter in game three. And, you know, there was some bad officiating in game three. I think Giannis Antetokounmpo had 20-plus free throw attempts. But, you know, that's no excuse for the loss. I mean, that's no excuse for the Celtics not being able to hit shots and create offense and allowing Milwaukee to go on such a big run. So I think the Celtics just need to get back to basics. They got to focus on their defense tonight. You know, try and make Chris Middleton or Eric Bledsoe or some of these other guys on the Bucks beat you and while trying to limit what Giannis does. See, the problem with the Celtics and what's happened the past two games is that they've let those guys beat them, but they've also let Giannis beat them badly. He's gone off for a couple big games. He looks like, you know, he did in the regular season, which is probably the league MVP, most likely anyway. I mean, I would probably guess that he's going to win it. But in the first game, they kind of limited what he did, and they made the other guys beat him, and it didn't work for Milwaukee. So I think they got to get back to that. And I think Kyrie Irving really has to try and step up and be the leader offensively that he was in game one and in that first series against the Pacers. So we'll see what happens, but I definitely like the Celtics' chances tonight. I think they win this one going away. We'll say 105-93. So I think they tie it up before they head back to Milwaukee for game five. So that's it for Celtics talk. Stick around right after this short break with an ad. I'll be right back to talk some Bruins. Welcome back to the show, guys, the Connor Clement Podcast. I'm your host, Connor Clement. Just got done talking about the Celtics. Now we'll talk about the Bruins. The Boston Bruins out in Columbus tonight, taking on the Blue Jackets, game six of the Eastern Conference semifinals. That series is 3-2 in favor of the Bruins. So if they win tonight, they'll be facing the Carolina Hurricanes, in which they'll have home ice advantage, given the fact that the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Capitals are out of the playoffs now. So it should be an exciting game tonight. I have a feeling the Columbus Blue Jackets are going to show up. I think Sergei Bobrovsky, their goalie, is going to have a big game. I do think the Bruins will look sharp. I don't think they're going to lay down because they are winning 3-2 and it's at Columbus. But I do think that Columbus is going to be ready to play. I wouldn't be surprised if they won this by a score like 3-2, 4-2. Because we've seen the two games that they've played in Columbus, it's been a tough environment for the Bruins to play in. You know, that especially that first game in Columbus, game three, the fans were standing the whole game. Doc Emmerich, who called the game for NBC, he made a few side marks about the fans and just how rowdy and into the game they get, and they really do. So So it's definitely a lively, hostile environment for, lively for the Blue Jackets, hostile for the Bruins. So we'll see what they can do. You know, the Bruins are a much better team all around, but Columbus is scrappy. They like to hit, as we've seen throughout this series so far. So it should be interesting. If Tuukka Rask can continue to play the way he has played, especially over the course of the last two games, I think there's a real good chance the Bruins could play a good game tonight and potentially close this thing out. You know, with that being said, he's due for a few goals that maybe he wouldn't normally give in. You know, we've seen that from Tuukka Rask over his career. He's had, you know, lulls where he gives up some easy, soft goals, and then he has, you know, streaks where he's stopping everything that comes his way, like we've seen the past two games, really. So it'll be an exciting game. You know, I think in terms of viewership, I think there's going to be a close eye on this one, especially given the fact that Carolina's already swept the New York Islanders. So the Carolina Hurricane fans are probably anxious to see who they're going to play. And I can assure you they don't want to play the Bruins because of the fact that the Bruins will have home ice. And the Bruins are probably, well, they are the best team left in the NHL playoffs. From top to bottom, four lines, three defensive pairs, two solid goaltenders. I think that they are the best team left. The only other team that might be able to rival them is San Jose, and I think San Jose has a real good shot of coming out of the West for the second time in just a couple of years. They have a really nice roster from top to bottom. They have four lines, good defensive pairs. They probably have the best defensive pair in the NHL with Brent Burns and Adam Carlson. Wait a sec. Adam Carlson. Is it Adam Carlson? I don't remember his first name, but Carlson and Brent Burns. That defensive pair is great. So we'll see. But yeah, Bruins tonight. I think it's a 7. Let me check that out. It's a 7-something puck drop out in Columbus. 7 o'clock, NBC Sports Network. So be sure to tune into that. The Celtics also playing at 7, so you can have a little TV clicker back and forth action going between those two games. But I think most people's eyes and attention will be on the Celtics tonight, as I mentioned in the previous segment, just given the fact that it's kind of a do-or-die game for them. The Bruins, not so much. The Bruins win this game, phenomenal. They get a little more rest going into that Carolina series. If they lose, not the end of the world. They'll come back. Game 7 here at the Garden, really tough place to play. We saw the other night. So I have all the faith in the world that the Bruins are going to win this series. I think they will. I just don't know if they'll be tonight. So we'll see. But, yeah, that's all for the Bruins segment. We'll take another quick break here, another ad, and we'll be right back after the break. Stick around. Welcome back to the Connor Clement podcast. Hope you guys are enjoying a beautiful Monday. Well, at least it's beautiful here in Boston. Finally, a sunny day here. We just went on and broke the record, I think, for the most rainy days in a single month. It rained 21 out of the 30 days in April. And then it's rained every day so far in May up until today. So it was pretty kind of depressing in a way, if you will. But, you know, we get through it. We look forward to beautiful days like today. So anyway, if you're driving, if you listen to this at home, I appreciate it. Hope you guys follow me on this journey of podcasting and covering sports. In the first couple segments, we covered the Celtics who are playing tonight and the Bruins who are playing tonight. So the last final team to cover, the Boston Red Sox, they're taking on the Baltimore Orioles tonight out in Baltimore at Camden Yards. So, you know, the Red Sox started the year kind of in a World Series slump or hangover, if you will. But they have started to turn things around. They've kind of righted the ship a little bit. They've won 5 of their last 6 games. They're 1 game below 500 right now. So, you know, I think things are starting to look up for them. The guys are starting to hit. Mookie Betts is starting to hit. Andrew Benintendi, Xander Bogaerts, he had a grand slam last night. this kid, Michael Chavis, who came up from Pawtucket, he's really, really kind of given this lineup some spark and some life. He's already hit 6 home runs in 13 games, which is really impressive. You can just tell by watching the kid, he's going to be a good player. He's got a huge swing. He swings for the fences, and I like what I see there for sure. But the pitching has been better too. Guys like Chris Sale, you know, he came out in that series against Chicago, and completely dominated this whole team. 10 strikeouts, went 6-plus innings. So that was a great sign for him, someone that struggled already this year, most of the year anyway. That was his first win out of six, or first win, five losses. So hopefully he can get fully back on track, but that was a good start for him. Rick Porcello starting to pitch better for the Sox too. He's won one of his last two, but he pitched great yesterday, but ended up not getting the win because the team hadn't scored more than two runs when he left the game. So it was a tie ball game when he left. But yeah, Rick Porcello's starting to look good. Erod's been good. So we'll see. The bullpen's starting to shape around a little bit too. So yeah, I think the Sox are definitely looking up. They should beat Baltimore at least two out of these three games. I mean, you got to go into Baltimore. You got to take this series from them. You know, certainly one of the not so good teams in baseball. Finished with a major league worst record last year. So, they're struggling again this year. I don't anticipate them to be any better than they were last year, given the fact that they didn't really make any moves. They only lost some guys. So we'll see what happens. But the Sox play them for three games. And then on Thursday, before they come home for a series with the Mariners, they're going to visit the White House. And just real quick, politics, can go a lot of different ways. People have strong opinions on this stuff. But Alex Cora, well, probably the biggest news coming out of Boston today is Red Sox manager Alex Cora has decided that he won't go to the White House on Thursday. And he cited reasons being that he doesn't feel that our government, really Donald Trump, has taken good care of his country, of Puerto Rico. So he is not going to visit the White House. He's decided that he doesn't feel the need to go and celebrate with Donald Trump the 2018 World Series. And he and some other players are skipping the White House visit. So my take on that, if it was me personally, regardless of who was in there, I think it's an incredible honor to go visit the White House and just do that process. But, I respect his decision not to go. I would respect anyone's decision to go. So yeah, but that's probably the biggest day story coming out of Boston today. So, yeah, that's all we got for Red Sox Talk, guys. That's all for today's podcast, guys. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Connor Clement Podcast. Hopefully be throwing another one up here in a short while, hopefully within the next week or so. So stay tuned for that. Until then, take care of yourselves. Thanks for listening. Be good. And go Red Sox, Bruins, and Celtics.